Refresh.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy, the Muffin Man, coming back at you again with another episode of Refresh Podcast. I just wanted to take some time and to talk about something that we probably have never talked about before, but it's just something that I really wanted to share. And that's reflecting on the ministry of Refresh Podcast. So it all started in August, on August 29th, 2014. A new chapter of my life had begun. What was once an idea now stands before me here today. So I had had this passion within my heart to start something new. And I knew I was called to ministry out of high school when I was a senior. But I had no idea what God had in store. I just knew that there was something. I had felt that tug in my heart towards youth ministry at the time, but I knew that God also wanted to do something else until that time frame it came into existence. And so one day I had begun to talk to my friend Mark Olivier Jr. about the vision I was getting from God. And in this season of my life, Mark was my go-to guy. In fact, the very many first physical manifestations of God I had seen was when I was with Mark. So I went up to Mark and I said, "Hey man, I think God wants me to start a ministry. I'm not sure what, and I'm not sure how. I just think I'm supposed to, and I want to invite you to be a part of it." And he was like, "Man, absolutely, you know, like, let's do this thing." And then, you know, we both got excited. We're like, "Okay, cool, like, let's think about this, you know, let's think about what God would want us to do." And we had begun to study how to even create a ministry in the first place, you know, like, how to even do this. And piece by piece, we began to work on things. We began to put stuff together. And so one of the things, like I had mentioned, was, man, what would I do with this ministry? And originally, I wanted to pass out Bibles to people. I had wanted to go out into the community and give people Bibles and offer prayer to people. I even attained a case of Bibles. Somebody had said, "Man, we hear what you want to do, how you want to go into the community and you want to offer this opportunity to people. So we're going to actually give you a case of Bibles to help supply you." And I was like, "Man, like, praise God. Like, that's exciting. Like, okay, now we have this case of Bibles. We have resources. Like, we have something that we want to do, you know, like, we need a logo. We need a name." You know, and I begin to doodle logos and I begin to seek for some sort of direction whenever I came across a scripture in John. And in John chapter 7, verse 38, it says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." And I was like, "Man, that's interesting to me." And I remember how I came across the scripture. I had this scripture box that I had got from my grandma, and it was like this little porcelain box with scriptures printed on a cardboard, you know, cardboard slips. And every day I would pick one. Every day I would choose one. I'd post it on my Facebook. I'd remember it so I can share it with people at work and at school and whenever I went. And I remember pulling that scripture card out one day, and I saw that, and I was like, this is interesting. And I began to think about water and how this said that from the innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And I was like, Refreshed Ministries. And then I came up with the name. I was like, okay, we're going to be called Refreshed Ministries. We're going to provide, we're going to equip people with the Word of God. And when they believe on these scriptures, living water will begin to flow inside of them and they will be refreshed. And then I came up with a sketch of the logo and I sent it over to one of my friends. And he had finalized it because I was not tech savvy or anything like that when it came to the design portion of things. He did a finalized copy and he sent it over to me. So the logo represents this. That there's a black drop in the middle, and that black drop means that even in our sins, in the lowest and the most vulnerable parts of our lives, there's a white cross in there, and that represents Jesus. Jesus is there in the center of it all. He walks through it with us. His love is like the blue circle in the design. It surrounds us, it refreshes us, and it keeps our enemies from invading our land, which is that black outer circle. And I remembered being so super excited about this that I had actually went to this website that I had found, and it was this company in Australia, and they made guitar picks, custom guitar picks, and I had whipped up some designs on some guitar picks, and I had made Refresh Ministry guitar picks. I'd sell them for $2 each to kind of help fund the ministry and everything, and that was as far as I had got. You know, the ministry never happened. I had got lazy. I was consumed by fear, and I never did anything with Refresh Ministries. August 6th, 2018, I came home from work one day, and my roommate had an idea. And my roommate was aware of the ministry that I had tried to build with Mark several years prior. And in fact, he still had his guitar pick. Anyways, he had said, "Hey man, I have an idea. What if we made a podcast? And it was about going through the Bible and teaching it to people who don't really understand it." Now, before he had proposed this, I had no idea that I could do such a thing. But I was actually more so astounded that the Holy Spirit had gave my roommate the idea to give to me. I didn't expect it at all, but I was definitely blown away. See, I knew it was God, and I had felt so much confirmation about it. But in the beginning, I was so scared of the technical side of things. You know, I had never recorded before. I didn't know anything about building a podcast. I didn't know anything about editing sound. I didn't know anything about those things. But I knew that I could be a voice. I knew that I had the ability to study. I had an ability to provide the wisdom. I had an ability to do all of those things. I just knew that I, in no way, shape, or form, could do the technical side of things. So in the beginning, I had asked him to be my director, and I was just a voice, and he handled the tech. I remember we had a little setup in the living room with a snowball mic, a laptop, and a timer, and that was pretty much it. And now my equipment isn't much more upgraded. I got a Blue Yeti mic that I just bought, super sweet. So I'm trying out background music and these different things to make it flow, to make it, you know, work properly. And so if you go back to listen, and in fact, actually, if you go back and listen to the first three episodes of Refresh Podcast, it sounds really different from the style now. And in fact, I even went missing for several months after the third episode. I didn't record again until that December. And so it ended up going with the name Refresh Podcast, and he had dug up the original logo from Refresh Ministries. And you know, as I reflect on this today, I see how God took the original idea from 2014, and here we are in 2020. And at that time, he had brought the podcast to life. It was 4 years later. And as I reflect, I see how God had taken the original idea and he transformed it. And currently, our podcast runs an average of 15 listeners weekly. It's available for streaming over 10 platforms and has reached a pair of ears in Slovakia. You know, God is truly faithful, and I am so glad that whenever I got lazy with this idea, and when I had let this idea pass me by, that several years later, here I am almost actively building this podcast for 2 years now, that God had taken the idea of Refresh Ministries and he had begun to tweak it and mold it and craft it into what is now Refresh Podcast. And I reflect on the original purpose and idea of Refresh Ministries and see how it is given life here at Refresh Podcast, because this is a place that I could bring the gospel to the virtual community of people who may not have it. I mean, this podcast, the gospel of Jesus that is in this podcast has reached Slovakia, and I've never even been to Slovakia, but I love that, you know, God has never not been in a place that, you know, we haven't gone to, you know what I mean? God has already been to places that our feet hasn't even touched, is what I was trying to say. You know, the amazing thing is that I got, you know, this podcast will go wherever people share it, wherever people listen, and that just blows my socks off, and that just really puts into perspective of the term and usage of community. Not so much meaning community as what I can see in front of me, but the community as the men and women of God and the body of Christ. And I am so humbled. I am so blown away by the opportunity. You absolutely have no idea. And I really just want to sit here today and kind of share with you where we've come from, where we're going to, you know, and what we're accomplishing currently, you know, because Refresh Podcast, first off, could not be done without my roommates. So huge shout out to Zachary Thomas. Thank you so much, man, for allowing me to use your computer, your equipment, and pitching the idea, you know, for doing it. Thank you for every listener, every one of you guys that listen faithfully every week. You guys play a huge role in Refresh Podcast, and I could not be more proud, more excited. Thank you for every person that bought a Refresh Podcast t-shirt. It means the absolute, you know, best, and it's so amazing that you guys are willing to support financially. And guys, that is an option. You can support financially as a listener support. You can send money monthly to this podcast, and help further it and help meet the needs. You know, huge shout out to one of my high school teachers who believed in this idea in the very beginning and donated money towards it. To see what it is doing now in the lives of people is just super incredible, and I'm incredibly grateful. So thank you for every person that makes this possible. Thank you for Anchor.fm, who not only hosts my podcast as, you know, the home platform that my podcast is on, but also works to distribute it to other platforms to make it accessible. And to the new people coming in, thank you for giving my podcast an opportunity to reach your ears. I will continue to do everything it is that King Jesus just places in my heart for this podcast. So guys, I really just wanted to take some time on the mic to share with you a little bit of the origin story of this podcast and where it's kind of come from. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you have such an incredible weekend, and there's a new start of a new week coming up, so just definitely hang in there. And I love you guys. I am praying for you guys, and I'm just going to close out in prayer. God, I thank you so much for every person that has listened to this podcast today. God, I thank you for the transformation that you are just doing in the lives of your people. God, I thank you that it doesn't matter about how we start, but it's about how we finish. God, I thank you that when we come to you and we surrender the broken pieces, Lord, when we surrender entirely, Lord, the situations and the storms that we're in, God, that you begin to develop, God, that you begin to transform, and you begin to do things that go far beyond our expectation. God, I thank you for this ministry of Refresh Podcasts, and I thank you for every person that has impacted. And God, I pray that you would just continue to use the seeds that are implanted in people's hearts during this time for such and something that's just so much more incredible than we can ever imagine. God, I love you for, and I thank you for your faithfulness. God, I thank you that you are a friend that sticks closer than any brother. And God, we give the highest praise to you. God, you're so good. And Father, I just speak these things to life in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Refresh Podcast, where Christ goes before us so we can bring you another refreshing word. Guys, I love each and every one of you so, so much. I cannot wait to be back with you guys again next week, where we will be closing out the series, our series on That Is Who You Are, episode 4, and that is Light in the Darkness, and it is absolutely scrumptious. I cannot wait for you to hear it. I love you guys. Take it easy. Don't be cheesy. Have a good rest of your day.